The Czech Republic makes a unique request for aid. Storm clouds gather over Egypt, and you can help Bangladeshi farmers make an upgrade. Find out how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Flooding prompted states of emergency in the Czech Republic, Germany, Hungary, Poland, Slovakia, and Switzerland. Hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced. Damage could be in the double-digit billions. Jeff Griffith, the church planter with the Evangelical Alliance Missioner team, is in the Czech Republic. He was there during the 100-year floods of 2002. From that, he learned the real needs.
Getting the money is one thing, but actually having someone there to encourage them to keep moving forward, taking one more step when they don't feel like it. We just don't have enough people to do that. And that's the kind of help they really need after a disaster.
Prayer is the big need, but sending work teams or even money isn't as helpful as being Christ wrapped in skin.
Short-term missionaries to come for 6 months to a year to help us with our typical outreach ministries so that those of us that speak Czech can actually spend time with Czechs helping them walk through it. I think that would probably be one of the greatest things that a church or a group of people could do.
Next, a Christian leader in Egypt says political storm clouds are gathering. In an Open Doors USA article, the leader says Egyptians are being urged to hit the streets on June 30th. It's a nationwide call to rebel against President Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, who took office a year ago. Forms calling for Morsi's resignation have been circulating in Egypt since May 1st. Pray this rebellion won't result in bloodshed. Pray for God's will to be done in Egypt. This is Mission Network News. Ministry in a Southeast Asian red light district is expanding. Vision Beyond Borders is battling sex trafficking in Nepal and India through safe houses and salon ministries. One of the contacts recently expanded her ministry to include a medical camp. She gave medical care to women and brothel owners and was able to share the gospel. Pray this new branch of ministry will bring many out of trafficking and to the Lord. Help support this project at missionnetworknews.org. Next, 2.5 million people get HIV/AIDS every year. But did you know that 97% of them live in impoverished areas? Baptist Global Response ministers to HIV/AIDS victims in sub-Saharan Africa with their Bucket Project. Jeff Palmer with BGR explains.
Churches and groups can pack a 5-gallon bucket of simple things like plastic gloves for the caregivers, vitamins, changing pads, bed sheets.
It's easy to take these things for granted.
Here in the United States, when people have a long-term illness and die, there's ways that they can be cared for by hospice care. But most places of the world, especially in rural poor areas, there's nothing like that.
These buckets don't just give care, though. They often open conversations for the gospel.
I saw one young man who received his bucket, and it was just like, you mean somebody in the world cared for me? And he said, yeah, they care for you because God loves you. We want to bless you with this gift.
Think this would be a great project for your church? Just visit our website to learn more. And farmers in the Chittagong Hills of Bangladesh are getting an upgrade. Farms International is starting a tractor tiller program. Farms Joseph Richter.
These things are very useful and very multi-purpose. In fact, the motor many times is hooked up to a rice mill and can be used to power that or an irrigation pump.
For a culture that depends on agriculture for existence, this equipment will be a huge benefit. It'll help the church, too.
Part of the loan requirement is that they agree to tithe back into their local church from the profits. This has tremendously helped the Hill Tract community, especially the churches.
Pray this project will help support church planning efforts as well.
There needs to be a lot of prayer for courage and faith to reach out, especially to some of the unreached tribes in that area.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away a free book, Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. He started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.